Alright, good morning everyone. We are on page 11. We're starting the second Simon, Simon Beis, Din Levishas Begadim. Okay, this is a very important Simon, and we see the beauty of Yiddishkeit over here, that we see that Halacha covers everything in our day, including getting dressed in the morning. It starts the Mechaber, read Sif Aleph and Sif Beis together, because they really go hand in hand. Says the Mechaber, and don't jump out of your seat, we'll explain more as we go on what exactly is going on. Lo Yilbash Chalukom Yushav. You should not sit up in bed and get dressed. You don't have to put on your shirt sitting up. Eliyika chaluko. You should take your shirt. V'yachnis bo. Rosho zro'asa bo denosho chayv. You should put in, either depending on what type of shirt you're putting on, just your arms or something that goes over your head, over your head. But denosho chayv, while you are still sitting in bed, v'nimse kishiyakom shumuchusa. Then when you get out of bed, the shirt will come down and you'll be dressed as you're coming out of bed. Why is this important not to get out of bed when you're not fully dressed? Says the Mechaber in Sibbeis, Al Yomari Nene Bechadei Chadeim, Mi Ro'ini, who cares if I got out of bed, and who's watching me? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melochol Aretz Kvodo, it's a kiyum of the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melochol Aretz Kvodo, that he fills, his glory fills the whole world, like we already saw in Siman Aleph, the Inyan of Shiviti Hashem L'Negdi Damid. This goes very much, as the Ramah pointed out, Ki Melochol Aretz Kvodo over there. This same concept over here is the same reason why we want to go get dressed in the morning. There's an inyan of tznius when we get dressed and undressed. Even though it's the normal thing to do is get dressed and undressed, but nevertheless, we have an idea of staying covered at all times in order to be kind this din of Melocha L'Aretz Kavodo. The idea is that just like in front of a person, you wouldn't stand this way, so too, you have to realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is standing there at all times in that same fashion. So we have to understand what is the getter of this din on how to really get dressed in the morning. So first thing first is, it's really a machlokas between the Bach and the Taz, whether this is me'ikr d'din halacha, or this is midos chasidus over here. The Bach holds this is only midos chasidus, and that's the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, found in the Igros Moshe Yerodea Chela Gimel, Simen Mem Zayin, the end of Os Gimel. He says that this is all midos chasidus. So that's an important thing to know as we're going through this halacha, that this is not me'ikr d'din, it just Midas Chasidus. Now, what is the getter? If one is trying to make kind this Midas Chasidus, what is it? You have to get undressed and undressed only under the covers. What do you have to make sure that is covered? What if you wear pajamas to sleep? Maybe this is only talking about someone who sleeps naked, and then when he gets out of bed, he has to make sure that he's not naked. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sifkat Nalef, he says, Miyushav Daz Behechrech Yiskal Gufo, because if he gets up, well, sitting up, he's gonna uncover his body. A person has to act with tznius and busha in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Even though it's nighttime, and he's in their jammies in his bedroom. Halom alochol aretz kvodo v'chashechesha gechor lefanav yisparach. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees, even though it's pitch dark in the room, a Kaddish Baruch Hu still sees. Therefore, this is teaching us you should never uncover your body for no reason. This is the important point, that anything that is normally covered at all times, that is the parts of your body that you're afti makbid when you come out of the blanket, when you wake up in the morning. And therefore, because on the Mr. Rizal, Rashai Legal said, Yadu Akob, though, you could reveal your arm up until the elbow, but Savaro, Ad Hechazeh, and your neck until the breast, Al Kain, I'm Pilot, Yira Lulosh, and Lapash, and Ganke Tachasenim. But therefore, says the Mr. Roy, your socks you should put on under your blanket, Shalul Gals Raglo, Shadarkle, and Machusa Siolom, because those are the things that are normally always covered. So number one over here, two important things. Number one, where you see over here, the gedder is coming from the Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Moshe point from Moshe Feinstein extends this also, is that it's only things that are normally always covered. That's what we're trying to cover when we get out of our blanket, when we get dressed and undressed in the morning and at nighttime. And therefore, for us nowadays, we walk around barefoot all the time. So for sure, you do not have to worry about having your socks on under the blanket not to reveal your feet. Okay, in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, people didn't walk around barefoot at all, and therefore it was part of the begadim that normally you're always covering your body, and therefore you had to be makbid under the blanket. Nowadays it's not the case anymore. Therefore, Moshe finds it points out that you wouldn't have to be makbid on that at all. So what is the getter? The getter is, once again, what is normally always covered. What does it mean normally always covered? Where? outside. It's like Moshe Feinstein says, it's pashut. This is not saying you have to be dressed like you dress for davening. Okay? It's the parts of your body that are normally covered when you walk around your house. If someone might come in the house at this point, there's guests over. How will you be dressed in your house? How you walk around in that case? Because why? The whole idea of tznius is a din, as we said before, is a din in acting with dignity. It's being a dignified person. So however you feel it's dignified to walk around in the privacy of your own home, so that is what's going to mandate you this din of this midas chasidus to make sure that you don't cover and uncover, because just like in front of other people in your house, you wouldn't dress less than you are right now. So too, in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the idea is to act with tznius in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, also ki moach al aretz kvodo, so however that might be. So depending on one's dignity level, we might have to think about ourselves and look into ourselves if we were acting with enough dignity. If one feels that it's dignified to walk around without a shirt, that would mean that Halacha would be used a lot to take off his shirt in his room also, and when he's getting dressed, he doesn't have to do that under the covers. That wouldn't be the case, because for him, this person, that is his dignity. Once again, he might have to check this dignity level if it's an appropriate level, okay? Therefore, so if he walks around, let's say, in his house in shorts and a t-shirt, okay, that's the normal way you walk around his house. So for sure, shorts and t-shirt, you can walk around, come out of your blanket. Less than that, okay, less than that, that would be the problem over here. So that all Ramosha Feinstein points out over here, and that's what we're trying to be makdis. It's what you normally walk around in your house. Furthermore, Ramosha then goes on and gives an etza. I just want to read the point that I just said over here inside Ramosha Feinstein's tshuva itself, and you'll see it in his words. But the point they just said before. V'gam yesh leida, the inna kavanah to kfisha hochina inshi b'shuk. It's not the way that people walk outside in the marketplace. V'kem sarach liyoz b'bayis, devadai yacholik b'chol medir zaylech b'shuk. Shlo kamosh amochim b'bayis, you don't walk around your house the same way you walk around the marketplace. U'mokom amchusa nikra, mashaderech l'chasos gam kishi yoshe b'beiso. The derech is the way that you normally walk around in your house. V'rak otan amagodim sarach Maziros zulu lashon tachas esmicha, and only those clothes, that's what you have to be makad on to get dressed under the blanket. Then Ramosha goes on and says that, and this is going to help us out a lot because it's very uncomfortable to get and try and get dressed and undressed under the blanket. He points out for women this would be yehenim, the way that they get dressed. It's very, very difficult to do this. So he has a very good etza, and Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul told me the same etza. He says the idea of a melacha aretz kvodo is because in the places that you normally walk around in your house, that's how you have to walk around in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's certain places it's very normal to not be dressed. The hainu, in a place where you take a shower, okay, in your bathroom. Most places in America, you have a bathroom and the shower in the same room. Here in Israel, sometimes it's separate rooms. The place you take your shower, it's normal to be undressed. So you're not over the din of melacha aretz kvodo if you get undressed for any purpose. Okay, if you're doing it for a purpose of a shower or for this matter, in the bathroom, in the shower room, says Ramosha Feinstein, you can completely get undressed. You don't have to be makpid on how you are you acting if you're doing it for a purpose, which is the purpose of getting dressed over here. And he says it'll say from Bittul Torah, and you'll have to run out to work. Okay, he says, therefore, in this case, this is how one he recommends to get dressed and just go into the bathroom. And then, therefore, you can get dressed, undressed less than you normally do when walking around your house, because that's the normal in those places to go ahead and do. We'll see in Siman Gimel that there is an Indian sneeze even in the bathroom. Okay, see later on. So Ramosha points out, because over there it's not necessary. In a place where it's not necessary, if you go to the bathroom by just taking your pants down to a tefach or tefachayim, we'll see later on. So therefore that's what's going to mandate you to do according to the halacha, because we want to act with dignity even in the bathroom to teach ourselves dignity, to teach ourselves sneeze. However, in a place that... but in a place where it's not necessary, let's say, to pull your pants down to your ankles when you go to the bathroom is not dignified, okay? You wouldn't do that, okay? And therefore, that's going to be the halacha. You're not going to be allowed to do that. We'll see that later on in Siman Gimel when going to the bathroom. But in terms of getting dressed in the morning, it's not a problem. You can walk into the room and you take a shower. You can get dressed and undressed completely, and that would be fine according to this halacha. Ramosha then points out, and since this is all midas chasidus, anyways, he thought that one could be makel. Okay, Rav Berkowitz points out, based on the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Kanav, Mishnah Berurah also talks about this, a similar idea, in Siv Kanav in the Hemshech. It says, about seven lines down, after a period, it says, V'chein v'beis ha-merchas, sh'darken shol b'nei da'avim leilech sham ha-rumim, v'i yashar b'inin achar, ein b'zeh mishum p'ritzas. To get undressed in the shower room is not a din of p'ritzas, you're not over this din of melochal aretz kvodo, just like we said, just said, b'shem Renemetza and Rav Moshe. V'chein, kishirochitz benarad in kain, same thing when you're going to rinse yourself in the river or you're going to go swimming. Raki zar leaf shot vilabosh samach lanar. You have to get dressed and undressed. They didn't really have bathing suits yet. You have to get dressed and undressed near the river. In order to go into the river, you don't have to be clothed. That's normal. Okay, nowadays it's normal to wear a bathing suit. You can't go naked. But in the back in the day where it was normal to go there, in a mikvah and place like that, you could go ahead and get dressed and undressed. You don't have to worry about these things. You don't have to cover your ervo when you're going down to the nar. Okay, and therefore, any place that's normal to get dressed and undressed, the din is going to be like this. As Bergotz pointed out, also in the doctor's office, if he has to examine you in a way without your clothing, so it's going to be normal, it's going to be permissible to get dressed and undressed in those places, any place that it is going to be normal to do so. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Beis gets in a couple other things about getting dressed. Limar Inyanim Al Pi Nistar. He says over here, "Hamniach Mabusha Miroshotav." You put your shirt over your head. Mishakeach Limudo. You're going to forget your learning. Okay, this is obviously not talking about a shirt that you have to put over your head. Okay, you're allowed to wear an undershirt. Okay, but it's talking about a shirt that you normally button and you don't normally put on. You should not put it on over your head. It's one of the things that cause you to forget your learning. If you put something in between your head and the clothing, maybe then there's not a kapeda. And then he says another important thing. Also, one has to be careful not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. This also makes your memory go away. It makes you forget your learning. So over here, it's saying over here, the din is you're not allowed to, let's say, put your undershirt and your shirt on at the same time, or two articles of clothing, other types of articles of clothing at the same time. So Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal does point out, in Dibur Masl Beis Mabushim, he points out, Inyan Ze Ein Lo Iker B'Shas. This din is not found in Shas. Why is he pointing out? Because you have to realize, as we know, as we've seen already, there are a lot of different types of halachas. I mean, not every sikkot in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah tells you something to do, is the same level as some other things that are brought down. Okay, there's mitzvah d'oraisa, there's mitzvah d'rabban, there's minhagim, and then there's inyanim, there's good inyanim to try and do. The Mishnah Berurah tells you to do it because it's a good thing to do. So over here he's telling you not to, in order to careful not to forget your learning, not to put on two mabushim at the same time. Rav Nevetzel points out, there's no ikra min hashas, it's not found in the Gemara. Things that are found in the Gemara carry a lot more weight than things that are not found in Shas. It doesn't mean that things are not found in Shas. You don't have to be makbedan. And you know, there's a lot of things that are brought down, the Rishonim and the Beis Yosef, that you have to be makbedan also. But it's not at the same level. And therefore, Nevensel says, V'chein, b'makom atzorach, after l'hakol, if there's a makom atzorach, one can be makel, ki go'n anshi b'tachon, k'don s'chigli t'avish mihiros. If you're in the army, or you're a fireman, whatever, you have to get dressed really quickly, and this is going to save you even a couple of seconds, then Rav Nevensel says you don't have to makbedan because it does not have an ikker in the shas. One more thing he brings down, Agav Orche, over here, is that he said, but another thing that's going to make you forget your learning, he says that Korei Ketav Shal Gabi Akever. If you read the writings on Kvarim, you look at the face of a dead body, Mishakech Limudo, that also makes you forget your learning. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan point out, and this seems to be the minute because or else you would never be able to read a kever, they write that this only applies if the writing is bolate. So the writing is sticking out. Okay, it's writing on top of the kever. But if it's carved into the kever, like most kvarim nowadays, it's carved in, then there's no problem of reading what is written on the kever whatsoever. And one more thing, going back, I'm sorry, Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out, quoted in Halicha Shlomo Perek Beis, Halacha Kav Beis, in terms of getting dressed, two Malbushim at the same time, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, the Hakpat is only on what it says. It only says, the Makor is only putting on two Malbushim. But taking off two Malbushim at the same time, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, there's no Hakpat at all, and one is allowed to take off two Malbushim at the same time. Okay, let's move on now to Sif Gimel. Yedaktik b'chalucho, you should put your clothes on the right way, not inside out, not backwards. You should not wear it inside out, as the Mechaber describes over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel B'Chaluko, even if it's your undershirt that's going to be underneath your other clothing, okay, that is also not it out to wear it inside out. B'Kol Shekein B'Shar B'Gadim, other clothing that is not tachas Begadav, it's on the outside. Furthermore, in terms of what type of clothes to wear, so says the Mishnah Berurah, and Sif Katan Dalit, and Shem the Rambam, three lines in, Katav Rambam, Malbish Talmid Chalm Talmid Chacham Yeh Malbish Na'av Inaki. The Malbish of a Talmid Chacham should be clean and nice. V'asr lo shimatze b'en ketam, you can't have stains, or shamnunis, oil stains, ukiyotzabem, other things like that on your clothing. V'lo yilbash lo malbush sarim, you should not wear fancy clothes of the officers and things like that. Shakol mistakli b'en, that's going to cause people to stare at them. V'lo malbush aniyim shumivazet lo shav, and not the malbush sackcloth and the ripped clothes that the aniyim have to wear. Ela begadim beinonim naim, you should wear medium clothes, nice clothes that are mechubad, but at the same time, they're not have to wear the fancy. You have to get the right emblem that everyone sees that you have that emblem that costs you $50 extra to buy. Okay, and the fanciest glasses that we talked last night in the club, and all the fanciest this and fanciest that, things that are going to cause people to stare and things like that. That is chashalom. That is not the correct manner of a talmid chacham. You get dressed in the morning. You get dressed in a bunch of clothing that are medium. They're not too bad and not too raggedy and not too rich. We'll stop over here. Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue from over here starting tomorrow.